app.
One late start of my events, we find I open my eyes to take a peek. To find that my notes by the sea, gazing with trembling energy. And if I'm only heard the magic of sneakers, I'll hold us up and up and up. And if I'm only heard the magic of sneakers, I'll hold us up and up and up. And if I'm only heard the magic of sneakers, I'll hold us up and up.
Good afternoon. How is everyone? This is Jorge, your hurdy-gurdy man, bringing you our next episode of Hurdy-Gurdy Songs. Songs that speak about the truth in varying contexts, through varying genres, through varying styles, through varying different opinions, ideologies. And the idea, the notion here is that we are going to expose songs and their incredible power. In my opinion, incredible power. These are strange times, of course. And we're very fortunate to be here at Radio Free Brooklyn in Bushwick, Brooklyn. You can stream us live at radiofreebrooklyn.org and also available on podcast, as you know. But what I'd like to start with today is pick up a little bit from where we left off last week, which was part one of President Blues, where we were really focusing on a variety of blues, really focusing on genres of blues from the Chicago to Mississippi to New York blues. I mean, it's a wide gamut of blues. And with our special guest last week, Lamont Perley, we covered some of the blues around the themes of different presidents. And that seems to be an important theme that came up and was discussed about why blues artists, are they political? Are they not? And clearly they are. With that said, I wanted to pick up from last week where we had a piece called Bad Obama Blues by a investment, you know, hedge fund manager who was very unhappy. So he wrote a song called Bad Obama Blues, but we're going to pick up on a different track on the focus on Barack Obama as a president. As as many of you know, just today he is in South Africa, Johannesburg, in honor of Nelson Mandela's 100th a birthday. We've come a long way from Barack Obama. But at the time that he was elected and reelected in 2012, it really spurred a great deal of support, particularly among the rap community, Jada Kiss, Young Jeezy, just numerous artists. We played some of them in actually one of our first episodes of Hurdy Gurdy Songs. And I'd like to pick up now with some rap tunes by rappers and pop singers, let's just get to it. We are gonna start with Will I Am from Black Eyed Peas and a tune that they covered that he wrote with the very notion that yes we can, and it was from a music video, and we're gonna pick up with that. Welcome to Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Sit back, enjoy.
It was a creed written into the founding documents that declared the destiny of a nation. Yes, we can. It was whispered by slaves and abolitionists as they blazed the trail toward freedom. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
It was sung.
It was sung by immigrants as they struck out to the distant shores. Pioneers pushed westward against unforgiving wilderness. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
It was the call of workers organized. Women reached for the ballots. A president who chose the moon as our new frontier.
And a king who took us to the mountaintop. Pointed the way to the promised land.
Yes, we can for justice and
yes,
equality.
We can.
Yes, 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 we can.
Oh.
Yes, we can.
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 Yes, we can. The opportunity and prosperity. Yes, we can. The opportunity. Prosperity.
Yes, yes, we can heal this nation. Heal this nation.
Yes, we can
repair this world.
Repair this world.
Yes, we can.
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 Remember that no matter what obstacles stand in our way, nothing can stand in the way of the power of millions of voices calling for change. We have been told we cannot do this. By a chorus of cynics, it will only grow louder
and more disciplined.
We've been asked to pause for a reality check. We've been warned against offering the people of this nation false hope.
But in the unlikely story that is America,
there's never been anything false
about hope. I want change, it's all gonna change.
The little girl who goes to the public school in Dillon are the same as the dreams of boy who learns on the streets of L.A.
We will remember that there's something happening in America.
That we are not as divided as our politics suggest. That
we are one people.
That we are one nation. And together we will begin the next great chapter in the American story with three words that will ring from coast to coast, from sea to shining sea. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes,
we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
on the block, got us in the box. Solitary confinement, how violent are these cops? They need an early retirement. How many rallies will I watch? I ain't got it in me to march, I gotta send me the spark. The game's in the drought, public housing project cooking up in the Pyrex, my set, my click. Either getting money or running from homicide trial. That's if they ain't died yet. Trying to be rich, still I'm pledging allegiance. A predicate felon, a ghetto leader, lending my poetical genius to whoever may need it. I bleed this from Queensbridge, now living with my feet up, never defeated. So a president's needed. You know these colored folks and Negroes hate to see one of their own succeeding. America surprised us, a little black man got us.
As overseas have been sick, we ain't ready to have a black president. As overseas have been sick, we ain't ready to have a black president.
Yes, we can change the world.
Thinking on election night, is it how can I protect my life, protect my wife, protect my rights? Every other president was nothing less than white, except Thomas Jefferson and mixed Indian blood and Calvin Coolidge. KKK is like, what the fuck? Loading their guns up, loading up mines too, ready to ride cause I'm riding with my crew. He dies, we die too. Yeah, but on the positive side, I think Obama provides hope and challenges minds of all races and colors to erase the hate and try to love one another. So many political snakes, we in need of a break. I'm thinking I could trust this brother, but will he keep it way real? Every innocent nigga in jail gets out on the pill. When he wins, will he really care still? I feel.
As overseas have been sick, we ain't ready to have a black president. As overseas have been sick, we ain't ready to have a black president.
Yes, we can change the world.
You ain't right, Jeremiah, wrong pastor, in love with a slave master. Silly yours, USA, most brave rapper. Jesse Carjacker, Uncle John kidnapper. Ask around, Bentley Coop off the Richter. Bitch called life, I pimped her. What? Politics, politrics, clan shooter. Deacon for defense, progress producer. Nothing on the stove, a survival booster. Gotta do what we gotta do. We ain't got no governors coming through to help. Anything we need done, we gotta do for self. No improved JFK on the way, it ain't the 60s again. Niggas ain't hippies again. We ain't falling for the same trap. Standing on the balconies where they shot the king at. McCain got apologies. Ain't nobody hearing that. People need honesty.
As overseas have been sick, we ain't ready to have a black president. As overseas have been sick, we ain't ready to have a black president.
Yes, we can change the world.
Change the world, they said.
As overseas have been sick, we ain't ready to have a black president.
It is my distinct honor and privilege to introduce to you the next president of the United States, Barack Obama.
Dead real. Yo, why is Jada kiss as hard as it gets? Why is the industry designed to keep the artists in debt? And why them dudes ain't riding if they party a set? And why they never get it popping but they party to death? Yeah, and why they gon' give you life for a murder? Turn around, only give you 8 months for a burner. It's going down. Why they selling niggas CDs for under a dime? And if it's all love, daddy, why you come with your nine? Why my niggas ain't get that cake? Why is a brother up north better than Jordan that ain't get that break? Why you in stack instead of trying to be fly? Why is ratting at an all-time high? Why are you even alive? Why they kill Tupac and Chris? Why at the bar you don't take straight shots instead of popping Chris? Why them bullets have to hit that door? Why did Kobe have to hit that raw? Why he kiss that whore? Why?
All that I've been giving is this pain that I've been living. They got me in the system. Try to make it my way, but God said no.
just push pounds and powder. Why did Bush knock down the towers? Why you around them cowards? Why Aaliyah have to take that flight? Why my nigga D ain't pull out his Ferrari? Why he take that bike? Why they gotta open your package and read your mail? Why they stop letting niggas get degrees in jail? Why you gotta do 85% of your time? And why do niggas lie in 85% of their rhymes? Why a nigga always want what he can't have? Why I can't come through when the pecan jack? Why the crack have to hit so hard, even though it's almost over? Why niggas can't get no jobs? Why they come up with the witness protection? Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention. Why selling the stones what you can sell in the streets? Why I say the hottest shit but be selling the least? Why? Let a white man pop her to get an Oscar. And why Denzel have to be crooked before he took it? Why they didn't make the CL6 with a clutch? And if you don't smoke, then why the hell you reaching for my Dutch? Why rap? Cause I need airtime. Why be on the curb with a wild lie? I need a bear sign. Why all the young niggas is dying? Cause they moms at work, they pops is gone, they living with iron. Why they ain't give us a cure for AIDS? Why my diesel have fiends in the spot on the floor for days? Why you screaming like it's a slog? It's only the hawk. Why my buzz in LA ain't like it is in New York? Why they forcing you to be hard? Why ain't you a thug by choice? Why the whole world love my voice? Why I try to tell them that it's the flow, son? And you know why they made the new 20s? Cause I got all the old ones. That's why.
All that I've been giving is this pain that I've been living. They got me in the system. But God sent on up the highway. Why, oh why, gotta do me like that?
Why, oh why, oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, that's Jadakiss together with Common, Style P, Nas, doing Why. And you may wonder why I'm including that in this set of rap and popular tunes focused around the idea of black president, the social reality that African Americans live every day, and the early signs of hope that came out when Barack Obama ran and won the presidency. It seemed sure seems like it was a long time ago, and hopefully it won't be too long again. So we heard Will.i.am doing Yes We Can, Nas doing Black President, and Why with Jadakiss, Common Style, P, and Nas. What I'd like to do now is point out that, Obama, of course, wasn't appreciated by everyone, as I played on last week's program. But one of the things that strikes me about this, the efflorescence of rap that praise. It is a tradition of praise, African tradition of praise and ceremony. Rap itself, in my view, is a form of, is undoubtedly a ritual that connects back to Africa, traditions of praise songs, for example. But again, not everyone had the same truth. And that's what hurdy-gurdy songs are about. Unfortunately, fortunately, or without any judgment, really, some people decided that they wanted to critique. And this next piece is by kind of a interesting piece called Obama Blues, sticking with the blues theme of our program, by a individual who calls himself Augie and the Black Tears. So let's take a listen to that.
Arrested my kids for selling lemonade. They closed all the churches because of the bingo raid.
This is a
mess. The state's suing Obama. The Catholics are too. Homeland Security is watching me and you. So let me tell you, people, we got the Obama blues. Too many bailouts and wasted stimulus. Time to put Obama back on the Chicago bus. Too many bad investments and the banks are going bust. Obama's not the Messiah, it's in God we trust. So let me tell you, people, we got the Obama blues. The deficit's in the toilet, the stocks are up the creek. We're losing more jobs each and every week. All this hope and change is nothing but a scam. This whole presidency is one big shame. Let me tell you, people, we got the Obama blues. Another crisis is just so damn corrupt. He ignores the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It's time to say goodbye to him and old Reverend Wright. So let me tell you, people, we got the Obama blues. All these politician lawyers, they're just a bunch of crooks. They don't balance the budget, they just cook the books. And the left-wing media, it's just all propaganda. They cradle Obama and don't mention Solyndra. So let me tell you, people, we got the Obama blues. It's time for Obama to put down his cold rain and find himself a Bible and read it with both hands. Go to the park where it says Adam and Eve. Listen, Hussein Obama, don't say Adam and Steve. So let me tell you, people, we got the Obama blues. You gotta listen to me, people. Listen to what I say. If he's reelected, we're all gonna pay. And the Democrats, they done stole my union dues. God bless America.
Yeah, Augie and the Black Tears. God bless America. Hurdy-gurdy song. Speaks to this man's truth, his ideas. As much as we may agree or disagree, here at Hurdy-Gurdy Songs, we play it all as long as the music's good, but that it speaks to the truth of someone who believes in it. We don't have to agree with it, but we need to listen to everyone and respond. With that, I want to move on. Well, of course, we know what happened. Hillary Clinton came in, ran for president, we were all very hopeful, optimistic, many of us, unless you were, of course, a Bernie Sanders follower. But this show is not about those politics. But I do want to play another blues artist by the name of Tail Dragger, who wrote this, which is essentially a campaign song for Hillary. In fact, it's titled Hillary. Let's take a listen.
American people, you know, times is hard, and they're going to get bad if we don't wake up and vote. What you say? American people, listen to me.
Trump.
her. That was, of course, such a powerful chant. In fact, I think of this song as more of a chant. Those two songs focusing around Hillary Clinton. Hillary, one in the style of a Chicago blues man, tail dragger, talking about his what he wants for the 2016 election. And he was helped out there by Rockin' Johnny, Illinois Slim, Martin Lang, Todd Backler, and Rob Lorenz. Nice band. And then, of course, we heard Le Tigre with I'm With Her. And I just love that line. Trump thinks Putin is a very strong leader, just like him, a fascist bottom feeder. It's really wonderful. It's clear the only person who hates Donald Moore is his hairdresser. So there's, you know, there's something to be said for this kind of, you know, irony and sarcasm. And often you will find those in these hurdy-gurdy songs. Those two songs for Hillary are definitely hurdy-gurdy songs. You are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs. I am your host, Jorge. I'm very happy to be here with you. Thank you for your support. In fact, if you wish to support this program or this particular show, Hurdy Gurdy Songs, please, you can go to radiofreebrooklyn.org or radiofreebrooklyn.com. You can donate. We are a 501c3, not-for-profit. We are community radio. We basically can say and do what we want to say and do. That's a very rare thing in today's media scape. And so I want to ask you to please support us. Also, if you if you should know that you can get Radio Free Brooklyn on either Android or iPhones. As an app here, we also have a newsletter. So please sign up for our newsletter. Find out what's going on in our community, which is really all of New York City and beyond. It's really not just Bushwick, Brooklyn, although that's our heart and soul here. In any case, I now want to move on to of course, following Hillary's defeat, or however you may want to describe it. I wanted to move on now into where we are more recently with Hurdy Gurdy Songs. But to start, to get us into this new reality that we're in and have to contend with and will deal with, I wanted to start off with this short recording here. And it's an audio of legendary Woody Guthrie singing about Fred Trump. It's a very short clip, but I wanted to play it for you just to kind of set up where we're going now with some hurdy-gurdy songs written around the theme of the most recent president, the current president, Donald J. Trump.
The way my landlord's treating me. I don't like the way Mr. Trump is treating me. I don't like the way that my landlord's treating me. I'm jumping out of the lockup if I do. What do I want to do about it?
He was born a rich man, then he got richer still by bribing politicians on Capitol Hill, by declaring bankruptcy, by working with the mob, by causing lots of Americans to lose their union jobs, by exporting industries to sweatshops overseas, by acting like an idiot on national TV. But now add to his accomplishments one more impressive trait. He's God's gift to the caliphate. God's gift to the caliphate. In between his beauty pageants and gambling casinos and pretending to be a self-made man in films and TV shows, Donald Trump decided he should run for president. For jihadi recruiters, his campaign was heaven sent. It's a war between religions, a civilizational fight. That's what Daesh says, and Donald Trump says that's right. All you Muslims, stay out of here. Just go join Islamic State. He's God's gift to the caliphate. God's gift to the caliphate. He's not much for statistics, he doesn't have the time, between harassing women and committing corporate crime. But he's a savvy gambler, he knows how to play the game. He's got a list of groups ready made for him to blame. He doesn't just hate Muslims, he hates Mexicans as well. And he's prepared to win the contract for the wall he wants to sell. But the terrorists around the world think he's really great. He's God's gift to the caliphate. God's gift to the caliphate. The future of the world may be technically unknown, but if the past is any indication, then Trump has set the tone, along with 27 governors and Congress people by the score, who, if we turn the clock back to 1944, would be turning back the refugees just like we did back then. Hey, that worked out so well, why not just do it all again? Because what the world clearly needs is more bile bombs and hate. And God's gift to the caliphate. God's gift to the caliphate.
There you have a couple of songs around Donald Trump and his father, Fred. First, we heard Woody Guthrie himself talking a little bit about living in the project where Fred Trump was the landlord. And that was followed by David Rovick's God's Gift to the Caliphate. I want to thank Will Kaufman, English scholar, who is a Woody Guthrie aficionado, expert, a scholar, and turned me on to David Rovick's, quite an amazing folk musician as such. And then we heard Ryan Harvey with that last piece, Old Man Trump, which are actually from Woody Guthrie lyrics around his experience of living in Beach Haven, Queens, and basically, again, Fred Trump kind of basically putting the squeeze on people and also the inordinate amount of racial, let's say, prejudice against renting to people of color at Beach Haven at the time. So this is all very well documented. It always strikes me as kind of interesting how so much of the culture is very apparent in terms of the reputation of the Trumps as such. And yet we are in the position we're in. And in any case, there's still a very strong and getting stronger reaction and sense of resistance. Hurdy-gurdy songs are often songs of resistance. Sometimes they're songs of propping up all sorts of ideas. And so we're trying to cover that all here on this program. I hope you're enjoying it. Again, my name is Jorge. I would love some of your ideas for hurdy-gurdy songs to play on the program. You can always write to me at Jorge, that's J-O-R-G-E, at RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. So please send me your hurdy-gurdy song suggestions. I will certainly listen and take serious consideration. Staying with the President Blues theme, and particularly the current President Blues theme, I wanted to next play a piece called Don't Let the Door Hit You on Your Ass on the Way Out by Sam Bennett. Sam Bennett's an amazing musician who lives in Japan and produces a great deal of music and a lot of songs. Definitely check him out on SoundCloud. And he's makes it very clear how he feels about Donald J. Trump.
The other day I turned on my TV. I saw you, Donald Trump, taking questions from the press. Ever. A jumbled, incoherent, rambling mess. Yes, indeed, the inner workings of your muddled mind were right there on display for all to see. And with every disconnected phrase, you made it crystal clear. The White House ain't the place you want to be. But don't let the door hit your ass on your way out of the White House, Donald Trump. Put this ugly episode behind us and pretend it never happened. So be a good boy, Donald. Run along now. It's time to say bye bye. Time to say bye bye. Even you yourself must know this is all a big mistake. Beneath that yellow hair, you got a head full of little loose screws. We're talking about the office of Abe Lincoln and Obama. What a crazy idea to think you could fill those shoes. Don't let the door hit your ass on your way out of the White House, Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Hurry back to your gold-plated penthouse in the sky.
us all a favor. Stick to what you're suited for. Go judge some beauty contest, you nasty sleaze. Don't subject us anymore to your ugly orange face. Your body's welcome as a fatal disease. Don't let the door hit your ass on your way out of the White House. Donald Trump, Donald Trump. Say bye-bye.
Just when I thought it wouldn't get no sicker, woke up one morning and heard this weird ass motherfucker talking out the side of his neck. Me and all my peoples, we always thought he was straight. Influential motherfucker when it came to the business. But now, since we know how you really feel, it's how we feel.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
I like white folks, but I don't like you. All the niggas in the hood wanna fight you. Surprise the nation of Islam ain't tried to find you. Have a rally out LA.
No, sir.
Home of the Ryan, the King Ride, we don't give a fuck. Black students ejected from your rally. What?
I'm ready to go right now, your racist ass did too much.
I'm about to turn Black Panther. Don't let Donald Trump win, that nigga cancer. He too rich, he ain't got the answers. He can't make decisions for this country, he gon' crash us. No, we can't be a slave for him. He got me appreciating Obama way more. Hey, Donald, and everyone that follows, you gave us your reason to be president, but we hate
you. Fuck
yours.
Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump.
I don't like your
yeah,
ass.
Yeah,
nigga.
Fuck Donald Trump. No. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah,
I really
fuck
don't
Donald
like you,
Trump.
Nigga.
Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah,
so
fuck Donald
grandma.
Trump. Yeah.
Nigga, am I tripping? Let me know. I thought all that Donald Trump bullshit was a joke. Know what they say when rich niggas go broke. Look, Reagan sold coke. Obama sold hope. Donald Trump spent his trust fund money on the vote. I'm from a place where you probably can't go. Speaking for some people that you probably ain't know. It's pressure built up and it's probably gonna blow. And if we say go, then they probably gonna go. You vote Trump, then you probably on dope. And if you like me, then you probably ain't know. And if you been in jail, you could probably still vote. We let this nigga win, we gon' probably feel broke. You build walls, we gon' probably dig holes. And if your ass do win,
fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck you.
Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
Hold up, hold up, I got something to say, hold up. We the youth. We the people of this country. We got a voice too. We will be seen and we will be heard. Hold up, I fuck with Mexicans. Got a plug with Mexicans. When a little need a switch, who I call Mexican. This Comedy Central ass nigga come be the president. Hold up, Nip, tell the world how you fuck with Mexicans.
It wouldn't be the USA without Mexicans. And if it's time to team up, shit, let's begin.
White people feel the same as my next kid. Let this nigga win, God bless the kids.
God bless the kids, this nigga wicked and weird. When me and Nip link, that's Bloods and Crips. When your LA rally, we gon' crash your shit.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
Leave no music behind. Listen to your favorite playlists, albums, and tracks anywhere, anytime. Upgrade to SoundCloud Go to get offline today.
Come on, come on, come on. Grab by the pussy.
Baby.
Grab by the pussy.
We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants.
We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants.
Grab by the pussy.
Baby.
Grab by the pussy.
Girl.
Grab by the pussy.
Girl.
You can do anything.
There you have Fiona Apple with her march chant. Little hands. Thank you so much for listening today to Hurdy Gurdy Songs. As you can see, Hurdy Gurdy Songs, there's all kinds of Hurdy Gurdy Songs. And I'll be looking for your recommendations. And hopefully you will be joining me next week on right here at RadioFreeBrooklyn.org every Tuesday at 2 p.m. We're streaming Eastern Standard Time. I'd like to thank you everyone for joining us. And as far as I can tell, next week we'll be doing something very special. So please join us here at Radio Free Brooklyn, Hurdy Gurdy Songs, and wishing you all the best.
Let's see.